Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion about appearance. I'm joined by Jay Younger and my wife, Lindsay Kane. So I just want to talk about work. I mean, we sort of talked a little bit about professional appearance in the banking industry and in the investment industry. But I just wonder how much of a factor appearance is in job success, because like it or loathe it, we're in a period of history where we're exposing hidden prejudices and ideally dismantling some of the structural prejudices based on gender, race, whatever, disability, all these things. But no one ever talks about one that is definitely a thing. And better looking people earn more money. Taller men earn more. This is a fucking thing. I'm not making this up. So there seems to be, if you interview two people for the same job or two people are doing the same job, more attractive people or people with better appearance in all counts and in all surveys earn more money and do better based on their appearance. So it would seem that there is something in it. Employers, I've got some stats here. Employers admit to still judging job applicants based on their appearance. Green King did the survey. 51% of managers said they have knowingly discriminated against a potential employee because of the way they looked. 43% didn't hire a candidate because of their visible tattoos. And another 40 didn't hire a candidate because of their clothes, while hair colour put off 30% of employers. So we think we're these really evolved creatures, but we are reactive creatures at the end of the day. So it is important.
I remember I went for a job and I got the job and I've been there for ages. And then one of the managers said, oh, basically when he Googled me, he saw the picture and then he said, that's what got the job. It's like, oh, right, not because of my qualification. Yeah. Just that.
Well, I did Google you up as well, just to make sure before we got our relationship going. And I saw those pictures. And that's when I decided to take Lindsay through to the final 10 of the guys I was seeing, the final 10 who would get a second date.
It's such a wanker. You're such a dick, honestly.
So do you find that depressing then, Jay? Because that looks and appearance can have a commercial impact or a vocational. It doesn't make sense, does it? Just because you dress smart and you've gone to the gym, I might be better at selling houses than you, but if we were interviewing for a paid position in an estate agent, you'd be more likely to get the job. That's crazy, isn't it?
I feel like, again, like from my industry, like the type of job I work in, most of the people who are analysts are tending to be more introverted than they are extroverted. So for me, actually, to become an analyst, I actually found it harder to not fit the stereotypical analyst profile.
Got it.
Because I see myself as an extrovert, but I totally understand that in some roles as a salesman, then for sure, like, if you see how those stats would apply. But yeah, like for me just now, even going on Love Island, like I feel like I've got to justify why I went on the show. Just like, you know, no one would have to justify if they went on a beach and had to clean up plastic for 2 months. I have to justify why I took 2 months out of work to go on Love Island.
But who to, though? Who are you justifying yourself to?
Well, yeah, just like, you know, colleagues or potential clients that we're trying to win. If they're trying to ask me, you know, yeah, Jay, you went on Love Island. You know, they question whether I'm serious about my career. And I see that, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're young and you're just wanting...
Yeah, but Lindsay, imagine it's like you've got my £100 million pension fund here. I've seen a video of you spitting a jelly into a girl's mouth. Is my money safe?
And do you know what? It's a fair point, you know. It's not though, is it?
It's not really. I think you should be allowed to go on holiday, take 2 months out for sabbatical, and go and fucking bang your whole way around Magaluf, become a Panani general in Vajganistan, and come back home again and make another 100 mil. What's the issue?
But this is the point I was trying to make, because, like, you know, the CEO of Goldman Sachs is a DJ. So hang on, if like,
oh, really?
Yeah. So if you're trying to compare apples for apples, then it isn't really fair, because what I do in my spare time has got nothing to do with...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a controversial subject, this, but about changing your appearance to get a job. Now, this subject is wide-ranging and can get quite controversial, so we'll be careful. But, you know, I'm talking about covering tats, or if you're someone that likes to express yourself with funky hair, like me. I learned the hard way in comedy that even though everyone's welcome, everyone of all persuasions are welcome, but don't make your hair go too high or wear eyeliner, or everyone will think you're a cunt and you'll lose jobs. So I learned that the hard way, and I've conformed. I now wear a suit jacket on stage. My hair's just, you know, it's just normal hair now. So I just sold out completely, ditched whatever my cultural identity was that I felt represented me, and threw it in the bin to earn money. And of course, this gets much more complicated. We don't have anyone of colour on today, but that would be the first thing I would ask them. It's about changing your hair or changing your ethnic appearance to conform, or being asked to shave a beard off or change your hair. And girls particularly, Lindsay, you know, this, you have to think really carefully about what hairstyle you're going into a job interview for. Is that right, though? That you should have to physically conform to something?
Well, I've never, obviously I'm white, so I've not had experience in that, but I know...
Yeah, but as a woman, you know, there's some jobs where the bosses do bear a grudge if they want the women in a skirt in the office. I've known that. Particularly if you're talking about high-end car sales, for example, Aston Martin, Ferrari, if you're going to be on the forecourt there, I'm guessing... there's an unwritten code where sexier is better.
Oh, they couldn't get away with that now.
You would be fucking surprised at unwritten, unspoken codes, hidden structures. Just because you don't... That's what British people do so well. Hidden prejudice, hidden structures. And we give ourselves a pat on the back for being all equal. But is that honestly your experience as a woman?
No, I think, like, when I used to work in a bar, like, I would wear... probably tighter tops and maybe shorter skirts to get more tips. I was a student and I wanted more money. So, you know, I wasn't selling my butt. Oh, you know, I just, yeah.
Get your tips out.
Yes, so to speak. But in terms of, like, so we've got friends with, like, you know, Afro hair, and they're saying that they can't wear a certain hairstyle in certain jobs. And I think that's completely just crazy and outrageous to not be able to have a hairstyle a certain way because it doesn't suit a dominant narrative.
Have you got tattoos,
yeah,
Jay?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I've got a very small one on my right arm.
So what's your views on tats in like a professional workplace then? Because it's becoming more controversial because everyone's sleeved to fuck now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question. I think it depends what sector you're in. If you're in that kind of stoical finance one where it's stiff upper lip, quite a traditional set that you might struggle. I'm not saying I would judge you, but others in the industry might. However, if you're a PT, then you'll fit right in the fitness industry. Yeah. So I think it really depends what sector you're in.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about social media. How much of an impact, Jay, do you think social media has had on the way we view each other? I'm fascinated by this subject, and I read quite a lot of science and social anthropology. And I'm really into a guy called Will Storr. In fact, I believe he's done a Stephen Bartlett as well. Is that right? He wrote a brilliant book called Selfie. And he argues that the way our brains work, particularly if you're under 35, has changed the way we look at ourselves. The way when we're getting ready in the morning and we look in the mirror, we're sort of filtering it through an imagined scrolling feed where we probably will post a picture of ourselves that day. So we've gone from getting ready in ourselves to thinking about, it's called the words performative, our performative selves, right up to the point now where when there's a disaster or someone has a personal disaster or they break up or they have bereavement, we have performative crying. So someone will appear on Instagram and go, I can't believe my husband's left me, cry down the lens.
I think they need sectioned.
Everything is for appearance. Even when you're not on these blasted phones, you're still, and I'm the worst one here on this chat, no doubt about it. I'm living through an imagined what would that content look like? It's changed.
Yeah, but that's an extension of your job.
Yeah.
And I think that it's
Yeah, but I'm the same as everyone else, Liz. That's 90% of people, regardless of what they freaking do.
But we've been out, and so many times, you know, you'll see like young girls and they'll be all sat around on the phones, and then all of a sudden the phone will go on and they're like, oh, they're pretending to have a great time and they're not. And then they'll go back to being miserable and not having fun, but they're just doing it for the gram. And I think that's pathetic. First of all, like, just put your phone down and enjoy life. I miss the days when you could go out and you didn't have to upload everything on straight away. But also I've seen like nurses, you know, doctors, where they, I've seen an article about this, where they've, someone's died or something's happened, or they've had to tell them that they've been diagnosed with a terminal disease, but then they set the phone up and then they like perform and do this, like, they cry. What the fuck is that? Mm. What is that? They shouldn't be working in that environment. They need to be sectioned. If they're filming themselves being upset,
my point is, Jay, everything now is up for its appearance value on Instagram. I mean, we can't be too harsh because all of us do it to a certain extent. You're of an age where there was no Instagram and then it was everywhere when you're heading into your 20s. So it must have really impacted on you.
Yeah, even before, like, for example, Love Island, like, I had a private Instagram page. I think I only had about 900 followers. And I was surprised that even ITV even messaged me for to go on the show. But I totally understand, and I agree. Like, I think there is a weird relationship that most of us have with making us look in our best way on Instagram, and even posting every day, or like posting a story, updating your life, like as if we were trying to report to these followers, like, yep, yeah, I've posted, you know, done my job, like a unsolicited update of our lives.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you think it's made it unhealthily easier to compare yourself to others, though? So, for example, if you scroll, you know when that horrible thing where you accidentally scroll right and it's suggested things you might want to look at? Not people you follow. It's like the inspiration page or whatever it's called. And you really show what you're made of. And mine is cats doing funny things, watches with diamonds on, ripped men and girls in bikinis. And I'm like, really? I've got a fucking first in England. How is my suggestion page ripped men, girls in bikinis and watches, and the occasional cat thing? And you sort of, like, you're in good shape, but even a man like you, super confident, it must be tempting to go, well, what's, you know, physical trainer X look like today? And like, to compare yourself when you don't need to be comparing yourself. You'd have to be a serial killer not to be doing it, you know? It's only human.
Yeah. And I think as well, and for both guys and girls, the females, I think I've been on dates where I've been like, whoa, you did not look like how I saw you on Instagram.
And also
with guys as well, you know, I've met guys and I've gone like, hey, hang on, like, that wasn't what I saw when, you know, when we meet up for the boys and we're all catching up. You know, you can tell from a mile off now. And I think you just got to be genuine, just got to be true to yourself, and don't take the bait. And what they say, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
Like, just appreciate what you have.
But can I ask that question then? Because obviously we're married and we're not going to be dating anytime soon. For like someone like you, what are people gaining when they're putting... So I'm very anti-filter. I hate filters. I don't like them at all. And I don't think people should use them. But like what, when these girls are posting these pictures that look nothing like them, like what goes through the head? Like if they're going to go on a date or they're going to go out and people see them, I don't understand what it is that they're gaining from that. Because I would much prefer people to go, oh, you look so much better in real life. You know, why are they putting like a fake face on when they don't look like that? And they're making themselves look really good online. Yeah. What are they gaining from that?
It's like having an avatar in an AI world. It's just something in between, isn't it, Jay? It's you're getting off on the
but
fake
are they
version.
Not embarrassed? Are they not embarrassed?
Well, people don't walk around doing an audit between their selfie and their face, do they? So you live in this...
No, but I've said it before about like lockdown. We were doing, you know, you'd see friends and family putting all these things online with filters on, and then after lockdown you see them and you're like, fucking hell, like you look shit because you don't look you like filter because it's so chiseled and fake and lips and, you know, they've had so much artificially done to them via a filter that they then don't look like. It baffles me. I don't understand it.
What do you think of that, Joe? What do you think people are getting out of getting the likes for their filter selves?
Yeah, I agree. I have no idea because it's something I've never done. It's an instant attempt at trying to maybe get likes or trying to make themselves feel better. If they're like, well, if I look like this, then I might attract X, Y, Z. But I guess I don't actually know. I mean...
Linz, I'll tell you what. Linz, you could draw an analogy with an estate agent. How many times when you've been to look around a house have the pictures online just looked amazing, taken with a fisheye lens, make the lounge look really big, the lighting looks great. Then when you go and look around the flat, it's a bit of a shithole. But because you've bought into it in your head, you go, yeah, I'll rent it anyway. I suppose, if as a man's point of view, if I put like a fake ripped version of me and I lure you onto a date, I'm hoping that I can convert you on the date to buy the real version of me.
No, see, for me, that would repulse me. That would actually repulse me.
Yeah, but
Jay, moving forward, like, would you be put off if you see a girl like on Tinder or whatever app, would you think, she's... whatever
Raya,
whatever these new ones are called, I don't know, but would you be put off if they're heavily filtered? Would you think, I'm not even going to go there because clearly they will not look like I met someone the other week. I was doing like a meeting with someone and I couldn't find them in this place, and then this person was like waving at me. I'm like, because it looked nothing like the picture. And how many times have we seen, I can't even say what I'm going to say, but there'll be a group of people that I'll show you a picture of, like, oh, look at that person, then they just don't look like that in real life, and you don't recognize them.
So the question is, Jay, would that put you off dating a girl?
Yeah,
100%. 100%.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's just a no-go for me. I think, you know, maybe my younger self, when, you know, filters were all new and everyone was mesmerized by them, like, yeah, for sure, I've taken the bait before, but now as I'm getting
taking
older
the bait.
Yeah.
So there we go, girls, stop using filters, and men as well, stop using filters, because eventually they'll see the real you.
And then what about the reversal of it, Joe? This is much more sinister. So we've lived in a world now for maybe 5 years where the AI filters are so good and so convincing, we can really sort of achieve realistic fake looking human faces. And it's a beast that feeds itself, because what you're seeing in the cosmetic and aesthetic clinics around the world is people are trying to look like the fucking filters.
Yeah.
So it's now happening the other way. So she turns up and she does fucking look like the filter, or he does look like the filter. This is affecting men and women. He doesn't have a line in his face. He does have weird flattened out cheeks and a slimmed nose. So the technology is feeding back into the real world.
Yeah.
And you're seeing men having the fat sucked out of their abs in clinics, having pec implants, driven by the technology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Netflix shit, isn't it?
And again, I think it goes down to that, and I generally still stand by this, it's people looking for the short term. They want to fix themselves in a short term way. So they go after the external cosmetics. But generally, if they just live a healthy life, you'll be absolutely... Like, I remember coming out of the villa, people were claiming that I had, like, artificially enhanced myself, like, with cheek filler, etc. And I was thinking, really, guys, like, all I've done is just worked out consistently for over 14 years of my life. Like, that's all I've done. And, you know, it's just crazy how people think that just because you look a certain way... Not saying I do, but, like, you look a certain way, then you've artificially enhanced yourself, and it's just madness.
I was the same when I did my nude shots. People thought I'd extended my dick. They thought it must be AI technology. But what I did was I'd actually reduced it because I didn't want to body shame other men looking at it. So what about where someone's taking too much care of themselves in a relationship, where someone's living in the gym? You know, you hear this complaint, I've got to admit, more from women these days than men. It used to be the stereotypical male complaint. Oh, I'm in the hallway for 3 hours while she's getting ready. I don't care what dress. Now it's girls going, I couldn't date him. He's in the gym for 3 hours a day. He's not going to have enough time for me. What about when the balance goes too far the other way and a man's obsessing about his appearance too much? Not suggesting you do, Jay, but I mean, you can't be shortcutting that shit.
No. I think it's a very fair point. And actually, I was in a 7-year relationship and the girl I was with, we finished partly because of that.
What, because you were in the gym?
Well, we just weren't making time for each other, but not making time for each other on my side was coming from me just spending too much time training. And that wasn't because I was worried about my appearance. That was just because I was just trying to get better and started taking my fitness more seriously in terms of competitions. But yeah, it is something I struggle with, and I hold my hands up to that. I think it is probably a reason why I'm still single, if I'm being honest. Just being a little bit too selfish with my time and not creating enough time for someone I was actually willing to date.
You need to date a gym bunny female. That's what you need to date.
How old are you, Jay?
Yeah, I'm 28. But yeah, I find it like a little bit, for me, I would actually be probably off-put by a girl who goes to the gym. I don't know why.
In general, or like spending as equal amount of time as you
there's
do
all the girls putting on their gym gear listening to this going, oh fuck, take it off. I just got my sports bra on, Jay, I'm fucking in muscle, bro. Fuck's sake, I'll meet you at the chip shop, you wee bastard.
Oh god, yeah, no, I don't know, like I feel that, I guess I don't want to be known as that, like, you know, if I was going out with a girl who's into the gym too, then it's like, oh, they're just a gym couple. Like, I don't want to be known as that, like, stereotype. Like, the gym is very much my identity, and I don't want to be two people, our identity is just fitness. Like, for me, that would just be too predictable and too boring. But going back to Russell's point, like, yeah, you're right. I do think that men do maybe take longer than women, and I'm guilty of spending too much time in the gym.
But you know what makes me laugh? You know, when people like the couples that work out together and all this and stay together, it's like, what utter bollocks. Like, me and you, I mean, we barely exchange words until we've both been to the gym. Like, we have to do it separately.
Yeah.
You know,
I couldn't work out. I find that
sort of
cringe.
Me time.
Working out together,
yeah, really,
like,
weird.
You're like on the cross trainer in unison, like high fiving over your electrolyte water bottle. Fuck off.
Yeah, I mean,
again, it's all for the gram. If you didn't take a picture, it never happened.
Well, anyway, we've already discussed this, but we know that women do value physical appearance more than personality initially, guys. So by all means, do bicep curls, but also drop into the library, because at the end of the day, Ted Bundy was a looker, and look what happened to him. So we've reached the end of our discussion. Thank you so much. Absolutely fascinating. Jay Younger, thank you for joining us. Look out for your fitness app. Anything else you want to plug?
Just thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us. Thank you, Lindsay, as well. I've been Russell Kane. This has been Man Baggage. Do hang around. Hit subscribe. Leave a review. Leave a good one. And even if you don't like it, just leave a fake good one anyway, because it's all about appearance. And I don't really care whether you like it or not. Right, I'm off to get a fucking pump on for my show. I need to rip out of my shirt. Shat myself.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.